Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. Today is a special day. Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. Okay, I'm wasting no time. I'm coming out right now and saying it that my new book is now available. It is called Take Your Time and Hurry Up, and it is a continuation of my book, What's the Rush? It is a book that I wrote over the course of 3 years, and it documented every emotion that I felt during every experience that I faced, which was like love, feeling lost, finding love and feeling like I didn't deserve it, death, grief, everything that I faced. This book tore me down and made me cry and made me really happy, and it was everything in between, and it is my life, and it is something that I hope that helps you in whatever time you need it, and it is now available. We had it on pre-order, and so many of you have pre-ordered it, and I'm so thankful. I don't even have the words to say thank you other than thank you, because it means the world. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be dedicating, because a lot of you have ordered the dedicated version, and it's the worst feeling yet the best feeling that my hand cramps. Like, there was one time when my first book came out that my hand actually bled on a book, and I obviously couldn't ship it out. I still have it, I think, and this was in New York, because my hand was like so sore from signing and dedicating that like I got a massive paper cut, and then like my fingernails just from writing, like just like, this is kind of gross. I love doing it. Okay. It's like the best problem to have. But now it's officially out, which is just so cool to say. I'm looking at it now and it's just like, I can't believe that took me 4 years. And it is a smaller book, so I had a hard time like getting it formatted, because the old printers that we used to use for my first book, they just randomly disappeared, and I wanted them to format my book to make them the same, but they just took my money and ran. So I had to get a new formatter, and I had some troubles, so I settled on the way it is now, but I absolutely love it. So it's a smaller book because of the images that are in it are a little bit smaller. They're better placed, though. It's just beautiful. I'm in love with every part of it. I'm in love with the smell of it. If you know that new book smell, it's just, imagine getting thousands of them and just smelling them. It's so good. It's so lovely. And I think I want to read the back page to you. It's called The Final Message to You. Actually, let me read two pages to you. And I know this is like not what the podcast is about, but I feel like it's something that maybe you would want to hear. Do I want to read two pages? No, let me just read the one. Sorry, I'm going back on my words here. This is called A Final Message to You. This book is dedicated to all of those with floating thoughts, broken hearts, lost souls, and who just want to feel heard. I know oftentimes we want to feel alone with our thoughts, so that at least we are feeling something. But I'm here to tell you that though this book can be your own, I promise you are not going to be alone throughout it. I hope this allows you to find peace in your mind and connect the floating thoughts with the words to make them make sense again. You have a purpose in this world, and that is to always remain who you are in every single thing that you do. So please, do not forget to stay you. This book is written for you by me. And the back of it, I'll read the back, I guess. The back of it reads, "Hello to the person who finds this book and doesn't know me. I'm Joey Kidney. My journey started in 2019 with my book, What's the Rush? And continued in 2020 with the poetry book, Dreaming with My Eyes Wide Open. You're probably thinking, who is this guy and why do I care? But also, why am I continuing to read this back of this book while holding a nice coffee? Does Joey understand or know me, my struggles? Has he been down my path? Well, I'm here to say yes and yes and yes again. Let's both reflect upon our paths and see if we can end this journey together in the same spot, more thoughtful, at ease, reflective, and better if we're both lucky. I hope you enjoy reading my book, and when you're done, feel free to tell me your story too. Joey." And so this is now yours. Take Your Time and Hurry Up is now yours. You can go to stayyou.ca to grab it. That was 4 minutes of me plugging my book, but it's just, it didn't feel like it, because it's something that's so close to my heart. But now I want to talk about today's podcast topic, which I guess is just people leaving our lives, which I did write about in the book, but I want to, as you know, this podcast is like a no notes podcast. This is just like what we what we go off. This is how we feel, and this is off the top of my head, and it's just to create this raw conversation between you and me. And so I have these points in my head, obviously. And the second one, my first one was talk about the book. My second one is people are going to leave your life. I think we all are naive a little bit when we start growing up and we think that like our best friend is going to be our best friend forever. And then they just start to slowly change. They start to get a little mean. They start to find new friends. They start to not have the same interests that we used to have. And at the time, it just feels like that's like it's the pure definition of betrayal. It feels like that is everything that you're not supposed to do if you're a best friend. But best friends are best friends because they can grow apart and still stay together. And this doesn't just have to be with friends. This can be with, you know, relationships too. You know, when we invest our love into somebody and the next thing you know, they're just gone. It's something that just tears us apart. And we feel that this is not supposed to happen. This is something that's supposed to last forever. But maybe you're the person that left too. Maybe you're the person that, you know, deserved better, that realized that you deserve better and you don't need them in your life anymore. Right? Because when we realize that and we understand that like some people are toxic, and toxic's like such a tough word nowadays. Like I feel like with the cancel culture, people saying, "Oh my God, you're toxic," like it's so much more harsh than what I think like therapists are using it to be as. So when I say toxic, I mean that somebody doesn't necessarily help your life, that if you're swimming in a pool, that when they're in there, the water becomes a little toxic. They're kind of suffocating you from opening up your wings to fly. That was so many analogies in one, but that's kind of like the way that I think about it, right? Now, my second point in my head was you don't owe anyone anything in your life. You don't need to be nice to anyone. You don't need to love everyone. You don't need to hate everyone.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter month, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
And the last one is like, well, the one that I really want you to pay attention to. You don't need to hate anyone. There's so many times in our lives that people leave, that people do us wrong. And yeah, we can just want to, you know, we're just so mad at them. And I don't get that way. I get frustrated. I get sad. I get lonely, but I don't get mad. I don't get mad at all. I'm not like, oh my God, I want this person to die. I don't get angry. And I thought that I was so wrong for that. I thought that was the worst thing I could possibly be, because everyone around me was like, fuck them. And I'm just like, wait, whoa, hold on. I used to like this person. I used to love this person. This person used to be my best friend. And now they're gone. And like, I should hate them? People leave because they're supposed to. People leave because they're meant to. People leave because they want to leave. And there's nothing in our lives that we owe for them to stay. And it sucks. And it's obviously very situational, right? Like, I'm not going to be naive. And if you have kids or if you have a family together or things are together and somebody leaves, like, that's purely awful. But when somebody looks at it from the outside, we're thinking about it like myself. Like, I'm thinking about it like, oh, yeah, that sucks, but you can work through it. Like, why would you want to be with somebody that doesn't want to be with you? if you have a family, I think if you have a life built together, like sometimes it seems like it's the end of the world. But with this divorce rate, with this success rate in relationships being like negative, it doesn't really motivate us to keep going. But it also, the way that motivates me is to understand that like, you're going to be okay. If there's so many people that are like losing their loves in this life and still going, why can't we? Or best friends. Like I had my best friend was, oh my God, I was about to say their name. Can't do that. I had a best friend when I was like diaper baby. And I grew up with them and they would like speak for me. I became a very shy kid because they were very talkative. Like I didn't say anything. I didn't say any words. They were everything. And then next thing you know, we get to grade 9 and I have no idea who they are. And they don't even know who I am. And we see each other, we say hi, like, oh my God, how's it going? Like we pretend like we're in each other's lives, but we're not. And it was a classic, like they became the popular kid and I became a floater kid. Like I was a jock, but I was also a nerd and like, but not like a smart nerd. I was just like in tech and I was shy and that's the way it was. And you know, they left. And that was hard for me. And I think it was hard for me because I grew with them, right? They made me who I was at that time in my life. And if they didn't leave, I'd be stuck. I'd be stuck being this version of them that they wanted to leave behind. I wouldn't be me. I wouldn't be who I am today. I probably wouldn't be talking to a podcast mic right now. And so it's these moments of realization that we understand that it's meant to be. And this other point in my head is people don't always deserve to be a part of your life. And there's no way for me to define this, right? Because everyone's life is so, so vastly different that I can't tell you if somebody's supposed to be a part of your life or not. It's a gut feeling. And we follow our gut because our heart is controlling too much and our brain is just spinning. But our gut is always right. If you think about it like this, if you're eating the right food, your stomach's not aching, this is going gross, but your bowels are good, your body is going to function a lot better, right? Your body's going to feel good, which means your mind is going to feel good, which means you're going to eat better, which means you're going to have better nutrition and then better hydration, better exercise, better sleep, which if you know me, then those are my four things that keep me going. And if we get rid of this person out of our lives from messing with that, we're going to be able to do those things. So listening to your gut, listening to that thing deep down inside of you that you don't really know how to explain, you just know it's right. That's what you gotta listen to. And you don't owe an explanation to anyone, right? You just deserve to understand for yourself. And the hardest thing that I have to say to you, I wanted to save until the end. Now this isn't gonna be a long podcast. Because I wanted to just keep this short and sweet because sometimes I talk too much and I jump around my points. This is what I want you to understand. And this is the hardest thing that I have to say to you today. People don't stay in your life because you stopped growing in their eyes. You stopped benefiting them. This can go with exes. This can go with best friends. This can go with family members. This can go with anyone in your life that has left and left you feeling guilty and unloved and lonely. They took what they needed and they moved on to find someone more exciting. Now, it may sound like you missed out and they won, but their cycle will repeat itself for life. It will be never ending. They will never find what they are searching for. Love won't feel enough for them, so they will continue to search even if they found it. Friends will stop feeding them, so they will move on to find new ones. and their self-love will constantly be on recharge as it's draining itself out. These are hard words to hear. They're harder words to understand. The reason they left is because they aren't good enough. And they are searching for a version of themselves that is better, even if they never find it. Do you feel that? If you feel that, I hope that validated something in your being. I hope that might motivate you a little bit to understand that, you know, this is something that you can move forward with. Because you don't owe anyone anything in your life. This is your life. This is how you live it. This is something that you need to find your gut. You have to go with that feeling. And last thing, people need to deserve to be a part of your life. So if they leave and they want to come back in that door, you need to accept them. Don't just let them barge in. This is your life. This is part of your life that you deserve to be happy about. And that's the people in it. Because the people in it are a part of our environment. They're everything that we are, and they fuel us. And if you find yourself fueling somebody that doesn't even appreciate what you've done for them, and they leave and they go find somebody else, let them leave. Just let them. Just let them. I want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I hope it hit something deep down inside of you, because when I wrote this, I wrote the last little part there because it's something that means a lot to me, and it's actually inspired by my book. And so if you have a chance, please go check it out. It's on stayyou.ca. It's called Take Your Time and Hurry Up. If this hit home with you, then I hope you have the courage to move on. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.